Did you have a sense on how blacks were treated back then in the 50s and 60s here in Tulsa? There was a separation, obviously, and they were treated differently. Did you sense or feel any of that?
Well, Dad was very much a civil rights guy. So Myrtle was a maid that worked for us. Alva was the laundress that worked for us. MZ was the yard man. So we were very privileged to have people who were able to work for us. But Dad always viewed civil rights and the treatment of black Americans through the prism of the party of Lincoln, the emancipator. That's why he's a Republican. And to him, the Democratic Party was the party of the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, the first time he said I ever saw colored-only bathrooms was in Tulsa. I remember as a little boy going out to the fairgrounds and seeing colored and white drinking fountains and colored and white bathrooms. I would ask Dad, what is that about? And he said, well, that's just Oklahoma. That's the Democrats. I mean, he would always talk about this was the Democrats. So if you were a civil rights guy in Dad's view, it's really funny how times have changed, but in Dad's view, you became a Republican. And that's why he said there were no Republicans in public office in Oklahoma, because most Democrats were not interested in emancipation. So that's what his view. I'm a totally colorblind person, always have been. And I think probably that comes from my father, who was a Pennsylvania Republican civil rights guy. He helped raise the money to build St. Augustine Church in North Tulsa, which was the African-American Catholic church. I remember asking about it, and he said, well, it's important that there be a Catholic church for that community, and it's just a fact. We've got to build a church there. So he did. Helped other people do it.